Business English Power, Episode 45. Aloha and welcome to Business English Power, the show for ambitious English students who want to level up their business English skills, become global communicators, and international business leaders. My name is Al, also known as Al Sensei, online and during my 18 years of working with business people hand-in-hand, face-to-face, across the table, in the business boardrooms, letting them know how they could level up their business English skills and spread the English 2.0 message all around the world. Thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to dip into some current events today. I've got a cool article here we're going to get into, so please follow along with that. I will give you the link and let you know what that article is in just a minute. And just to remind you, as we always do here on our current events episodes, the point, the reason that we are getting into these is to make sure that we are staying on top of the news in the business world, but also to make sure that you are staying up on your vocabulary, relevant vocabulary taken directly from these articles, things in context that you can use right away. So pay attention and please take notes. I will put a list of the useful and necessary and relevant vocabulary in the show notes, so please check that. And I will put a link to the article in the show notes as well. All right, so let's get into it. Today we're going to look at an article from Fox Business. And this article is a very interesting title. And it is, Disney Parks will issue lifetime bans for people who lie about disabilities. Very interesting. Okay, so this was published on April 12th of 2024. And again, the link will be in the show notes, so follow along if you can. If you can't for any reason, go back and follow, listen again and follow along with me when you can. You can also use this episode for shadowing practice if you wish to do so. All right, so let's get into it. In the first paragraph, we'll go through it Business English Power style. We'll pause after each paragraph or two to make sure we catch up on any definitions of words, any meanings, any summaries of that part of the article. Okay, so this is the first paragraph. The Walt Disney Company is tightening its restrictions and heightening scrutiny of individuals claiming disabilities at their parks due to a surge of fraudulent claims seeking to exploit the service. All right, wow, so a lot of vocabulary there, but just to preface this a little bit, you guys are all familiar with Disney, I'm sure you're familiar with Disneyland, Disney World, and all of them around the world now. And maybe a lot of you have been to them, or maybe you would like to visit them. So, yes, we're going to go into what this actually means in detail. But let's just talk about the vocabulary here that we have. Okay, it's tightening its restrictions. Okay, so basically the rules that they have in place, they're tightening, becoming more strict. They're heightening scrutiny. Okay, so scrutiny means looking at it very closely. They're discerning, or they're being very particular in who they allow to use this particular service. Individuals claiming disabilities. Okay, so disabilities. Disabilities could be anything from a physical handicap, physical disability. Could be something like autism. It could be, you know, something that really doesn't enable you to wait in line. And so that's why they are tightening on this, because a lot of people are, well, as we see here, there is a surge of fraudulent claims. Okay, so surge meaning, of course, a rise, a very dramatic rise in fraudulent claims. So fraudulent, of course, is not valid, or they are false or fake claims seeking to exploit the service. Okay, so to exploit means to take advantage of the service. All right, so let's move on. Wow, a lot of vocabulary there. The company announced Tuesday that guests found to have made false statements in order to obtain disability access services will be permanently banned from its parks. Wow. So sorry, that was my comment there at the end, the wow. But let's pause there again. So if they have made false statements, okay, to take advantage of this service called the Disabilities Access Services, they will be permanently banned from the parks. Okay, so you may not ever come back. Even if you pay, you can't come back to the parks, any of the Disney parks, it sounds like. Wow, okay, let's move on. That's a very, very strict restriction, rule. Okay, let's do a quote here. If it is determined that any of the statements a guest made in the process of obtaining DAS, that's the Disability Access Services, are not true, the guest will be permanently barred from entering the Walt Disney World Resort and the Disneyland Resort, end quote. The Disney website now warns. Okay, so that's on the website. Okay, so it says entering Walt Disney World Resort. Of course, that's the resort in Florida and Orlando, and Disneyland, which is in California, and Anaheim, which is part of Los Angeles. Okay, so banned and barred kind of mean the same thing. All right, let's continue on. I'm going down past the image. It adds that, quote, any previously purchased annual passes, magic key passes, tickets, and other park products and services belonging to customers found to have lied about disabilities will be forfeited and not refunded. Okay, let's pause there. So, yes, there are people that have annual passes. Okay, so they bought a annual pass, they can enter the parks anytime they want during that year. Magic Key Pass, I'm not quite sure what that refers to, but you can look that up, I'm sure. Any kind of tickets or park products, if you have those and you are banned, that means they will be forfeited, not refunded. So forfeited means you have to give them up and you will not get your money back. All right, very strict. Let's move on. DSA, I think it's a mistype. It should be DAS, which is free, allows those with disabilities to get a return time for attractions rather than wait in a standard line. Previously, DAS was indicated as for, quote, guests who have difficulty tolerating extended waits in a conventional queue environment due to a disability, end quote. Okay, so that was two quick paragraphs there. So they would get a special return time for attractions rather than waiting in line. And that was a free service. Okay, so, you know, designed for guests who have difficulty waiting for an extended period of time. All right, so let's move on. Now the Disneyland and Walt Disney World Resort websites state, quote, DAS is intended to accommodate a small percentage of guests who, due to a development disability like autism or similar, are unable to wait in a conventional queue for an extended period of time. Okay, so kind of similar to what they just stated before. Of course, queue means a line. Queue is more commonly used in British English, although it is common in American English. But this means waiting in line. All right, so let's a development disability like autism. Okay, so autism again is considered a disability. Usually, children or anyone with autism usually is very sensitive to either sound or light. Cannot wait in line for that long. And let's go on. Okay, so just a few paragraphs here. The new changes will go into effect on May 20th at Walt Disney World in Florida and June 18th at Disneyland in California, the company said. The existing DAS procedure will continue until then. In addition to the specification for those who qualify for DAS, Disney also changed the procedure for requesting the service. Okay, so let's pause there. So it just talks about this new policy going into effect. So that's a good phrase, to go into effect. Okay, that means for a new policy or new rule which starts to take place. So we say to go into effect. Okay, so that'll be happening. And there's a new procedure to request the service. So let's see what that means. At Walt Disney World, as of May 20th, all DAS registrations must occur via virtual video chat, and in-person registration will no longer be available at theme park guest relations locations starting May 20th, 2024, says the Walt Disney World website. At Disneyland, after June 18th, guests applying for DAS can either use a virtual chat or a dedicated accessibility services window for same-day requests. Those who presently have DAS will have to reapply for the service, the company indicated. DAS is also now limited to a guest's immediate family or a group of no more than four unrelated people, say the websites. Okay, so just kind of some technical stuff about how and when these are going into place. But the key point here is that they're changing the procedure. So now if you want to apply for those services, you have to do it, sounds like, through a virtual chat or some type of video chat before the date of arrival, at least for Disney World in Florida. So again, getting very strict, but again, it's to make sure that people are not taking advantage of this service. And again, that means that people were perhaps lying or not telling the truth about their conditions in order to get this free return pass. And the last paragraph here. In recent years, Disney has struggled to bring down wait times and better organize access to park attractions, as ever-increasing attendance and group-sourced exploits have compromised park planners. That is the end. Actually, kind of a strange way to end the article there, but that is the end. Okay. So let's talk about those. Struggle to bring down wait times, better organize access to park attractions, ever-increasing attendance. Okay, so the parks still are very popular, as you know. So the attendance is increasing. Group-sourced exploits. So group-sourced. People have begun to figure out how to take advantage of these services and things designed for groups sometimes. Because in this case, the DAS, well, one person could have this disability, and then a group of four would all be able to take advantage of that return pass, right? So anyway, that is the article. So I thought it was pretty interesting. Just a new development here at the Disney parks. So if you're a Disney fan, maybe this will hopefully bring down wait times, because now these people can't take advantage of the system and they will be banned. And again, don't do that, because you don't want to be banned from Disney, right? But I think these are mostly talking about the parks in the U.S., so I'm not sure if these will be true for, Euro Disney in Paris, France, or Tokyo Disneyland, or I think there's one in Hong Kong, Shanghai, wherever the other Disneys are around the world. So it sounds like just the American parks for now, but we'll see how this goes as we move forward. All right, so that is all. We're going to wrap up there today. Again, go back and follow along if you weren't able to. And thanks for listening to this episode of Business English Power. Please subscribe in Apple Podcasts or follow in any other platform. And I'd love to hear from you. Leave a review, 5-star rating, if you desire to do so. I would love to hear from you. All right, so this is Al. We're going to sign off today. Thanks so much for joining me. We'll see you next time on the next episode of Business English Power. Until then, remember to always level up your learning and level up your business.